You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Yes, welcome to The Football Hour. How are you doing? Is everything okay in your life? Oh, well, that's a relief. Because what I would like to do now is... Have I got your ears? Have I got your attention? Good. What I'd like to do now is say hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. Oh yes, oh yes. This trendy feature is about the BBC Gossip column. The BBC Goss column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. I know, and you know, every morning you get into work and you scroll up and down your emails thinking, I could not care less about what anyone is saying in these boring and tedious emails. So, what do you do instead of slowly responding to them electronic letters? Well, you scroll through the BBC gossip column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from the BBC gossip column. So, are you ready, goss pickers? Because we are about to enter Pick of the Goss. Here is your top 10. In at number 10, the Indie Boys at the Independent state Liverpool will continue to refuse to enter into negotiations with Barcelona over the transfer of Philippe Coutinho. 9 in the charts, the Sunny Boys at the Sun say Jose Mourinho is ready to sign a new 65 five-year Manchester United contract. Hello, Shawaddy Waddy. At 8, the Mirror Men announced Man United Spanish playmaker Juan Mata has turned down the chance to move to Chinese Super League. Wow, I didn't think he'd want to go there. Straight in at 7, the Daily Mirror are at it again, shouting that Jack Wilshere is understood to be considering leaving Arsenal in January in a bid to boost his chances of earning a spot in Gareth Southgate's World Cup squad. Boom, boom. Highest new entry at 6. The Sun announced Crystal Palace will resist any renewed approach from Leicester for the 26-year-old winger Andros Townsend. We're going to enter the top 5 now. PSG right-back Dani Alves has said that it would be great if his club could sign striker Alexis Sanchez, whose contract at Arsenal expires at the end of the season. At 4, the Indy Cindy Boys of the Independent state talks over extending Mesut Ozil's contract at Arsenal are going positive, according to the agent of Mesut. Up 10 places this week into number 3, the Daily Star state Tottenham fullback Danny Rose is set for a move to Manchester United. The number 2 hit. The men of the Metro say Real Madrid would consider selling Gareth Bale to Man United if they could recoup the £85 million they paid for him. Okay. 9, 4, 3, 2, 1. And our number 1 gossip is from the Daily Star. This is a weird one. They state Real Madrid are prepared to offer former Tottenham players Luka Modric and Gareth Bale, as well as forward Karim Benzema, to Spurs as part of a swap deal for Harry Kane. Did I hear that right? Real Madrid are going to give Modric, Bale and Benzi for Harry Kane? That's blown my socks off. What has the world come to? That scared me. That's just not going to happen, surely? Is it? No, of course not. Well, maybe it will be, because we are going to divulge. We are going to, well, take one foot further forward into that countdown and see whether that gossip could come true after this.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to The Football Hour, football friends. What we're doing now is, well, we're going to analyse the pick of the Goss, I was going to say Pops then, Chart Show Countdown, which I just did a second ago. And we're going to go through and see whether any of these news stories from some media news outlets are truthful. Normally, it's full of lies. So we're going to find out whether it's full of lies now. Number 10. The Independent, who normally tell the truth sometimes, say that Liverpool will continue to say, Barcelona, stop texting, stop calling, we ain't giving you Coutinho. Coutinho's our girlfriend. You can't have him. We fancy him. We fancy a little bit of Coutinho. You're not allowed. They keep slapping off Barcelona and saying, leave my Coutinho alone. I think it's fair play. You got to stand up for your right to get with Coutinho. No. Okay, number 9 in the charts, Jose Mourinho is about to sign a £65 million 5-year contract extension at Manchester United. Thought you were going to PSG, mate. Going to PSG. You were saying you wanted to go to PSG. This is all part of the negotiation process. He was saying in the summer that he loves Manchester United. He wants to stay here forever. I'm sure if they're offering him that much, I would certainly want to stay there forever. Actually, it's Manchester United and I'm a Leeds fan, so I wouldn't want to stay there at all. But we're moving him to number 8 in the charts. We continue with this Manchester United loving, and the Mirror are saying that Juan Mata has gone Chinese Super League. No, thank you. Apparently, the big wigs at some of the big clubs in the Chinese Super League have thought, Juan Mata, he's a good player. Oh, yeah. Do you want to come play in the Chinese Super League? They've given him the offer. He said, I'm sorry, I'm all right at Manchester United. Number 7, Jack Wilshere. He wants to leave Arsenal because he's still hopeful that he can get in Gareth Southgate's World Cup squad. Well, if he makes Gareth Southgate's World Cup squad, it says more about the World Cup squad than it does about Jack Wilshere. It will mean, England are so poor at centre mid. I went to watch them against Slovenia the other week. Jordan Henderson smashing balls into the crowd, trying to do crossfield passes. It doesn't turn me on. I'll tell you that. It does not turn me on. Number 6 in the charts. Crystal Palace have said, leave Andros Townsend alone to Leicester City. Leicester tried to buy Townsend in the summer. They didn't get him. They want to come back in Jan. I wouldn't be that bothered, Palace fans, would you, about losing Townsend? I know he's kind of getting a bit of form back. He did all right against Chelsea, but come on. If they want to slap down some big money, I would say, I'd pack your bags, Andros. Number 5, Dani Alves. He loves chatting up PSG at the moment. He says it'd be great if his club could sign Alexis Sanchez. Well, you know Leeds United fan Alex Mearns? Well, he said it'd be great if Leeds United could sign Lionel Messi. But I guess PSG have got more chance of signing Alexis Sanchez than Leeds United have of signing Lionel Messi. So we'll move on. But I could see Alexis Sanchez going to PSG. As long as PSG want to slap down that $400,000 a week Sanchez wants for a 28-year-old. The world's gone mad. The football world has gone money, money, money crazy. At 4, the Independent state Ozil's contract talks are going in a positive way. Are they going so positively that he's going to leave Arsenal? I don't know. He missed that chance against Watford. Poor, poor finish. I've always stuck up for Ozil, but I think he's just reaching a point now where he's a world-class player, and there's no denying that, but he's not made Arsenal any better since he's been there. They've won a couple of cups, but they've got lower in the league table since he's been there. Number 3, Spurs fullback is set to move to Manchester United. God, this chart is just full of Manchester United, because number 2 here, the Metro say Real Madrid would consider selling Gareth Bale to Man United if they could recoup £85 million, which they spent for him. But get this, the number one gossip is just complete and utter lies. And I know that I'm a radio presenter doing you the Football Hour, doing you this nice service, but I'm basically reading this out, but this is just complete lies. The Daily Star say Real Madrid are not only prepared to give Luka Modric, they're prepared to give Gareth Bale. And they're not just prepared to give Luka Modric and Gareth Bale, they're prepared to give Luka Modric, Gareth Bale and Karim Benzema for Harry Kane. Sorry. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Wow. It certainly is pick of the gosh, because I certainly say golly, 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 gosh at that transfer rumour. No one says golly, 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 gosh, do they? No, because it's not 1943, Alex. So that was pick of the gosh. I hope you enjoy it. You're listening to the Football Hour with me, Alex Mearns. I think you're leading quite a good life.